Welcome to Hapa School Fall Session, Week 1, Day 1. In today's session, we're going to listen to a fun conversation between two friends, Jenny and Eddie. They talk about their favorite ways to waste time and what kinds of things distract them from their busy schedules. You'll hear them mention social media, TV shows, and more. As you listen, try to catch. What is Eddie's favorite way to waste time? Are you ready? Let's get started.
What is your favorite way to waste time?
Oh, good question.
Right?
So many. How can I count?
Do you have time to waste? Are you super busy?
Well, I do block out my day in terms of, you know, need to get this done by 1 hour blocks, but sometimes you deviate from that. And when I do, I usually found myself on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because it's a total waste of time.
Oh, yeah.
But I still love it. How about you?
Exactly the same. Social media is definitely a rabbit hole that you can't get out of. Social media, Netflix, Hulu.
Yeah.
All of those good shows. And
mm-hmm.
Comprehension questions. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about today's conversation. Let's see how well you understood it. Number one, how does Eddie usually schedule her day? She blocks out her day in 1 hour blocks. Number two, what is Jenny's opinion about social media? She thinks it's a rabbit hole you can't get out of. Summary. Jenny and Eddie talk about their favorite ways to waste time. Eddie says she usually plans her day in 1 hour blocks, but sometimes she gets off track and ends up spending time on Facebook. She admits it's a waste of time, but still enjoys it. Jenny agrees and says she also spends too much time on social media as well as watching Netflix and Hulu. They both agree that social media and TV shows can take up a lot of time. Phrases of the day. Number one, block out. Block out means to set aside or reserve a specific amount of time for something. People often use it when they are planning their schedule or making time for important tasks. For example, if you say, I blocked out 2 hours to study English today. It means you made sure those 2 hours are only for studying, and you won't do anything else during that time. In the conversation, Eddie says, I do block out my day in terms of 1 hour blocks, which means she divides her day into 1 hour sections and assigns each section to a task she needs to finish. Example sentences. I always block out an hour a day to study English. I block out my weekends to spend time with my family. I've started blocking out time to go for a walk. Number two, a rabbit hole. The phrase rabbit hole comes from the story Alice in the Wonderland, where Alice falls into a rabbit hole and enters a whole new world. In everyday English, it means getting deeply involved in something that takes up a lot of time, often without realizing it. People usually use it when they start doing something small, but then it keeps leading to more and more, and suddenly they've spent hours on it. For example, I went on a YouTube to watch one video, but I fell down a rabbit hole and ended up watching for 3 hours. Means that you plan to watch just one video, but you got hooked and kept watching for hours without realizing it. In the conversation, Jenny says, social media is definitely a rabbit hole that you can't get out of. Meaning once you start scrolling through social media, it's so easy to lose track of time. Example sentences. YouTube can be such a rabbit hole. I always end up going down a rabbit hole when I check TikTok. I clicked on one video and ended up in a rabbit hole for 2 hours. Repeating. Now let's practice these expressions together. I'll say a sentence, Then leave a pause so you can repeat it out loud. Ready? Let's go. I always block out an hour a day to study English. I block out my weekends to spend time with my family. I've started blocking out time to go for a walk. YouTube can be such a rabbit hole. I always end up going down a rabbit hole when I check TikTok. I clicked on one video and ended up in a rabbit hole for 2 hours. Applying. Now let's practice using the new phrases. I'll ask you a few questions. Answer using the phrases we learned. Number one, do you block out time to study English? Number two, when was the last time you went down a rabbit hole? Let's listen to the conversation one more time.
What is your favorite way to waste time?
Oh, good question.
Right?
So many. How can I count?
Do you have time to waste? Are you super busy?
Well, I do block out my day in terms of, you know, need to get this done by 1 hour blocks, but sometimes you deviate from that. And when I do, I usually find myself on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because it's a total waste of time.
Oh, yeah.
But I still love it. How about you?
Exactly the same. Social media is definitely a rabbit hole that you can't get out of. Social media, Netflix, Hulu.
Yeah.
All of those good shows. And
Awesome job today. Let me share you how I like to waste time. For me, it's usually one of two things: scrolling through social media or catching up on sports news. My go-to social media app is Instagram. Whenever I have a free moment, my first instinct is to pull out my phone and open Instagram without even thinking about it. What's funny is, even if I just checked it 10 minutes ago, I'll still find myself clicking on it again. Sometimes I stop and wonder, what am I even looking for? But I do it anyway. Another way I like to pass the time is by reading about sports. I'm a big sports fan, and ESPN is usually the first site I check in the morning. It's how I stay up to date on what's going on in the sports world. Just like some of you might get caught up scrolling on social media, I can easily spend more time than I realize browsing through articles, highlights, and updates. That being said, when it's time to get work done, I try to be like Eddie and really block out my day. I silence my phone, turn off notifications, and even shut down my email so I can zone in on one task at a time. I found that's when I'm the most productive and can get into a good flow. How about you? What's your favorite way to waste time? Come and share it with us in the Hoppa School community. Have an awesome day, and I'll catch you again tomorrow. Take it easy. Peace.